Elgar's musical education was a practical one. He was a skilled pianist and turned his hand to the organ and bassoon, but it was as an orchestral violinist that he learned the workings of the orchestra from the inside. And during the early stages of his musical career, teaching and playing the violin was the mainstay of his income. It's perhaps surprising that his violin concerto of 1907, written when he was 50 years old, is his only large-scale work for the instrument. Elgar dedicated the concerto to the virtuoso violinist Fritz Kreisler, but Elgar was a very private man who interwove his music and correspondence with codes and word games, and a Spanish inscription at the front of the score that reads, "Herein is enshrined the soul of," followed by five dots, has tantalized scholars. Who is captured in the music? Is it Love Letter? Nicola Benedetti.
It's exhausting, the type of just consistency of the emotion the whole time. But I think it can be a love letter to many, many things throughout a lifetime. That's the kind of depth of work and of output of expression that goes into a piece like this. If any young violinist were to ask me, like, should I learn Elgar Concerto, I would say, well, the number one requirement you need is sound, because that's how it lives. It just requires so much warmth, and if I'm trying to keep my mind on one objective, it's to continue with this warmth of sound as much as possible, which isn't always easy, but I'm trying.
Violinist Nicola Benedetti on the trials and tribulations of Elgar's violin concerto. And onto the stage here at Barbican comes Stephen Bryant, leader of the BBC Symphony Orchestra.